Well, it is 4 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock on a... It's a beautiful Saturday morning, isn't it, Vicki?
It's gorgeous, gorgeous out there. And welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back. 80 degrees this morning, clear skies, nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar. We got a 30% chance of rain today, a high today of 89. And tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 70. Sunday, mostly cloudy Sunday with a high of 88 and a 20% chance of rain. Monday, a 70% chance of rain, high of 75. Wow. And I was looking ahead to Wednesday and Thursday. Yesterday, they had heat index values around 103, but that's out today. High Wednesday at 91 and Thursday at 95, Friday 96. So it's going to be warm enough.
Whoa, it's July.
87 the high yesterday, 70 the low. Bull shows 4 on this morning, 687.41. North Fork 2 on, 571.81. Gardening in the Ozarks, Vicki Garner. The phone lines are open. Email is ready, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. And we'll be back in a minute.
Carwayne's Nursery is ready for summer. It's getting hotter and we're staying cool with all of our beautiful annuals, perennials, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week for you. Come by and see us for the summer's best quality plants. Need help designing your landscape scene? Bring by your pictures and measurements and we will send you home with the perfect design for your outdoor scene. Come on over. You can find us at 1151 East 9th Street or give us a call at 870-425-6966.
We are all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by your hometown Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we say thank you once again to Arkansans for voting us best of the best year after year. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect.
At Flippin' Fancy Flowers in Flippin', you get incredible service with a personal down-home feel. Flippin' Fancy Flowers specializes in weddings, funerals, proms, and other special events. They also offer tuxedo rentals and specialty balloons and gift items. Did you know you can get gourmet coffees while you shop? Also, if you're short on time, they deliver. Flippin' Fancy Flowers on East Main Street in Flippin'. And if you let them know you heard them on the radio, you get 10% off your purchase.
Holmes, what have you discovered about this case?
Elementary, my dear Watson. This poor soul died of sheer frustration waiting on someone to help them find the right appliances.
Quite sad, really, old chap. If only they'd gone to Shea's Appliance, where prompt attention, extensive product knowledge, quick free delivery from their lodge inventory, great pricing.
And don't forget, Watson, they service everything they sell.
Shea's Appliance, no mystery here. They make sure it's all about you.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The number's called. Email address is Vicki at KTLO.com. Boy, nice little sack on the doorstep as I came in this morning.
What a treat. Thank you, Ed and Esther Switzer. I may just glue those onto my tomato plant to make it realize that's what it's supposed to be doing.
What you're supposed to do.
Right. It's a neat Ziploc bag full of beautiful cherry tomatoes and then some gorgeous regular-sized tomatoes that are just beautiful. Thank you so much for thinking of us and realizing that my tomato plant may be 40. It's taller than I am, so it's probably about 6-7 feet tall. I don't know where it's headed, but I have two of them like that, and one of them has 5 small green tomatoes on it, and the other one doesn't have anything, and then I have a small, shorter tomato, and it has tomatoes, but none changing. I think that some of you are getting more sun or something. I don't know what the deal is. Of course, I was late to plant. That's always my excuse, but they look healthy, and these are just gorgeous. I appreciate it so much, and she says they're very tasty, sweet tomatoes, and I bet they are. Thank you for your hard
work. We're going to find out this evening. How about you?
You betcha. I know what they're headed for, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
So we appreciate that, Ed and Esther. Thank you so much, and I'm glad to have you back, Bob. It's good to see you, nice, tall and tan. And I know you're just thrilled to be back from the Gulf.
Yeah, it was just such misery sitting down on that balcony overlooking the Gulf. You know,
tough
nice
times.
Breeze blowing.
Tough yeah. times, and then I'm sure Zane Man had a grand time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
Where you run out of town.
We just got out ahead of the law.
Okay. He is the cutest thing, and growing fast. But what great summer memories you must have! We had some good company this week, and the three grand girls came, just them by themselves, and it was delightful. And the lake is great, folks. If you have not been out on the lake, it's pretty high, and there is flooding, and you can definitely tell we've had a lot of rain. But it's just delightful. The water temperature is about 86, and so perfect. So all of y'all go out. We're done.
It's all yours.
Yeah, have at it. But we certainly do live in a beautiful, beautiful area. And one of the things that I've been meaning to mention, so I wrote myself a note, was that as I have been riding around and when we've been out and about, I do believe that the crepe myrtles this year are the prettiest I have ever seen them. And we have a lot, and they've been blooming for years, but I mean, they're exquisite, and they are loaded with blossoms.
Even I have got beautiful crepe myrtles this year.
See, there you go,
so
folks.
If you don't have crepe myrtles this year, you'll never have crepe myrtles.
I really do believe that, and I want to recommend that if you are trying to think of some tree or shrub to put into your yard for a focal point, or whatever, I would definitely look into these. We have some that they're 40 years old. 40, not four. 40 years old. And but be aware that some that you will see are very, very tall. And those are the ones that are sold to be as trees, of course. And you can train them to have 3 to 5 to 7 trunks. And those are the ones that have the blossoms way up high. And then there are others that are bred to be short shrubs. Some are shrubs that can be up to 6 feet tall, which is a humongous, big branch shrub. Others are very small, so you can find them unique and well-suited for whatever spot you want to plant them in your yard and out in your area. They do well in, rustic situations and formal gardens, but I think the color that is the most exquisite this year is that incredibly deep it's not magenta. It's a beautiful pink. It's a deep pink and almost borders on red. And they are just gorgeous. The only thing that they ever usually have problems with would be some sort of, mildew. But what's happening is we're having the most wonderful rains that are obviously nourishing everything. And then we have dry periods. So that they're not mildewing. And I just had to mention it because the Chamber of Commerce needs to take a few pictures of these and publish them, because it's just beautified our area. Lovely. They're easy to plant. If you plant them in the spring, I don't recommend that you transplant them. They're difficult to move if you have planted them. So be specifically definite where you want to plant them when you do plant them. Look around and make sure that they will fit in that appropriate spot or whatever, because they are not something that you can move around like furniture and reposition it very easily. You know, some shrubs you can dig up and plant them, replant them, and they do fine, but crepe myrtles not so much. And it takes a couple of 3 years for them to mature, so don't be alarmed if they are not gorgeous. But the ones that we have now, they're just beautiful. So if you haven't seen them, look around. I'm sure that Penny can point you in the right direction for some at Carl Wayne's. And I just had to – they're wonderful, too, in a drought. That's the other thing. And I don't know that we're going to hit a drought. We're in the middle of July, for goodness sakes, now, which is very unusual for us to have had this much rain. And usually the faucet, the water faucet gets turned off at the end of June around here, so we're still having rain, and as Bob said, we're have it in the forecast for this week also, so watch out for that. But other than that, they're just great, and if you don't have them, go get one. They will reseed to some degree. We have a couple hither and yon in the yard that were planted by seeds, but they are not that is not something that they do very regularly or prolifically, so it's not a problem there. They will not take over.
425-5522 888-884-0364. The number's called. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
I'm going to talk about some general problems and some things that summer garden care that you need, and I've had the I've had several comments and emails over the last couple of weeks about the difference. We've talked a lot about herbicides and things and Japanese beetles and all sorts of stuff. But one of the things that I wanted to kind of clarify is natural herbicides. And one of the things that when you're looking for an herbicide, and a lot of us are really looking into things, wanting to use products that are safe for the environment, and natural herbicides are something that you would want to look for, but look for ones with soap. Sometimes it's listed as fatty acids, and so some of you had mentioned that to me and didn't know what that was, and that really is a soap. And vinegar, look for ones with soap and vinegar or plant oils as the main ingredient. That's the key to get a natural herbicide. Some things that are listed as natural are not so natural, and it depends on the on the person that is writing down the ingredients. Most herbicides themselves, you need to remember this, as we get into the period of time when we have difficulties with pests and whatnot, most of them are non-selective. And that means that they will kill whatever plants they touch. The goal here is not to kill your good plants. The goal here is to take out the pests that are driving you nuts. And so make sure that, and also some, weeds or whatever that's in there. So if you are going to use one that is non-selective, and it will usually say, it should say on there, and that's where you have to get out, if you're my age, the reading glasses, because it's in the teeny tiny, teeny tiny fine print, very small, unable to see. So make sure you get it out and read all those teeny tiny words. But what you can do to help is, number one, do not spray anything like that during a windy day or as a storm is coming up. That makes sense, because right before, if we're going to get rain, it won't do you any good to put them out anyway. Wait till the weather's better. But you can take a piece of cardboard and cover any plants or vegetables that you want to save, and then spray within that, away from that. Also spray, do not spray on a windy day. And that kind of makes total sense. And somebody that, if you're not paying any attention to anything else, make sure that you spray on a day that is not windy. Cornmeal gluten, I have had some questions about, and that keeps weed seeds from germinating. It does provide a small dose of nitrogen at the same time, but I would not consider that as a complete fertilizer for anything that you're using. When you take the cornmeal gluten that you can purchase, and you sprinkle it on the soil around the plants at the base, and then you water it in. What you could do is, if we're clouding up and looking like it's going to rain, it would be a good time to go ahead and sprinkle it out and let the rain water it in too. Do not use it if you are starting some fall veggies or crops, or if you want the plants that you have to reseed. For example, if you've got marigolds growing or zinnias growing or anything that you want to let the seed, flower seeds, fall on the ground and then continue to reseed, which can happen at this time of year very handily and is a great thing, but do not use the corn gluten meal if you want that to happen, because it'll mess them up and they will not come up. It is safe to apply around seedlings, though. So once the seedlings come up, you can go ahead and apply that. It's really great. One of the things that I have found as a helpful place is you can go to the Virginia Tech website, and that's Virginia Tech, TECH, and they have a great weed idea. Also, the University of Illinois has a weed section if you want to look that up. And a weed identification guide is a big help. A lot of them look really healthy and nice, and you may think, oh, maybe that's something I planted, and it may be a very invasive weed. So take a look at that. For me, pictures are definitely worth 1,000 words. So since I've now just said a few thousand words, we'll take a call.
Let's go to line 4 with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any good tips on getting rid of these wasps?
The wasps? Pardon me? What happened? Are you there?
Hello.
Okay, try and call back because I think he said wasps, and then I didn't hear the second word. So I don't know what happened to the line. Sorry about that. But give us a call right back. The lines are open at 42-whatever.
425-5522. 888-884-0364. He's talking about wasps, how to get rid of it.
Well, there's not a lot
there's
of
There's a bunch of them this year. People
oh, they're everywhere. Been stung, too. Yeah. We had an incident out on the lake, actually. So, but that's because everything's blooming, and they're gathering up pollen. But I tell you one trick that we've used on our front porch, and it looks kind of tacky. But then after a while, you really don't see it. We had read years ago that if you take a paper bag, a small paper bag, like a lunch bag, you know, you don't have to get a humongous Harps bag, grocery bag, but just a regular lunch size bag, and you fill it with newspaper so it kind of puffs out. Then you tie a string around it, and you hang it on either end of your porch. They will not come up and build their nests on your porch. And it works. I hate spray every day with off spray or any of those sprays because they're so crazy. So that's one tip. If any of you have tips on how to keep wasps at bay, they're everywhere as are a lot of other things, actually.
If you've got a wasp nest on Pardon? Your porch or something.
Pardon?
If you got a wasp nest on your porch.
Yeah, they were coming
and they're
in.
Covered. It's covered with wasps. Get you a dipper.
A who?
An old-fashioned dipper like you.
Okay, a dipper.
Fill it full of gas.
Oh.
Ease out there and throw it on that wasp nest, and it kills them immediately.
Ooh.
But after you throw it, you run.
You know why you run? Oh, because they'll come out.
You might miss. And if you miss, they're coming after you. But if you hit it,
oh,
they're gone.
But if so, if you have a good aim.
Yeah.
So you take like a cup full? Is that what you're telling me?
Not a cup, because that's too... A dipper. It's got that long handle on it.
Oh, so you can be away from it.
So you can go up and then run. run.
And then if you see us next week and our faces are swollen, you'll know we messed up. But maybe it's the person that's calling back, I hope.
Let's go. You're on. Victor. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Go ahead.
Hello.
Miss Vicky?
Yeah.
This is John.
Hi.
You know, I call you every year about
yes, sir.
Fig trees.
Yeah.
I got a good crop this year, but they're not getting very big at all. Is there anything I can fertilize? What am I do?
No, I'm afraid not. At this point, the fertilizer wouldn't probably get to them because it would have to be taken up through the roots of the plant. I think that it's kind of like our tomatoes are slow this year. You know, we've had a long, cool spring that has lasted into mid-July, and and I do think that it's weather conditions as much as anything. If we get some nice hot weather in July, the tomatoes will start turning, and I'm sure the figs will too. I just think that's it. Do you have a lot of them?
Well,
is it covered?
You have that, but there are none of them big marbles.
But if you look at apple trees, our apple tree is loaded with apples this year. Every fruit tree around is producing a lot of a massive amount of stuff. Yeah. But our apples are not big either. That we've had an apple drop, which means, of course, the fruit trees are good at shedding excess when they are too loaded. I don't know if you would remove. I wouldn't recommend you remove any figs. If anybody's had this and has a great answer for it, I would appreciate them calling us. But I'm thinking it's the weather conditions, and I'm also thinking that everything is putting out a really great crop this year. It's going to just take longer for them to ripen. Are the birds or anything getting them too?
No, ma'am, they're not big enough.
They're that they're little. Real That's really enough. Little.
Well, you know, they're size about like a marble.
Yeah.
I got one fig, it ripened, just one.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just setting wit on them, that's all.
Well, and I think that what you're just going to have to do is let Mother Nature take its course, quite frankly.
Right.
I think if you thin them, I don't think that's going to help, quite frankly.
Yes.
And if they start shedding on their own, then that's another. That would be a signal that is what you need to do. But no, sir. And, you know, I've not ever heard, I don't guess anybody's ever called me about having too many figs on their tree.
Yeah, they're just green and it don't seem to be, you know, growing like they should. Maybe it's just Well, we're just impatient.
I think that it's just the fact that it's been cool and wet much longer.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in the middle of July, which is amazing that we even have a weather forecast that has rain in it. So I guess we have to take the good with the bad, and I think probably August we'll be wishing for some of this weather. But I think as long as they'll hang on to the tree, that they will ripen in their own speed. And I'm afraid that fertilizing would, at this point, it wouldn't get to them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to just wait. When they start getting ready, I'll call you and let you know.
I wish you would. I appreciate that. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Ms.
Thank you for calling. Bye.
425-5522-888-884-0364 are the numbers to call. And let's go to line four with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Bob and Vicki.
Hi.
I've enjoyed your information about wasps, but that was me that called, and I was asking about the squash beetles. Yeah.
How did we get wasps out of that?
Well, I'm in a bad area on myself.
You don't excuse yourself, Bob, and I just been looking at each other like, okay, here we go. Welcome back, Bob. He's been in Florida. You know, he's been down there on the coast. He's forgotten how we talk up here. So it's squash.
I tried everything to get rid of those, and they just, you know, I get two or three pickings, and then it just starts wilting, and that's it.
The only thing I know is at this point is to make sure that you're looking underneath the leaves, and when you get them, you know, there are 5 million at one time.
Right.
And keep your produce picked. And one of the things that I found, and I don't know if it'll work at this late date, but I put newspapers under mine.
Okay.
And,
well, I've got some more started fresh, so I'm looking more as a preventative.
Oh, okay. Well, did you ever plant radish seed underneath there?
No.
I've found that really works.
Okay.
And, you know, radish seed comes up overnight almost.
Yes, it does.
But for some reason, they do not like the radish seed. If anybody else has a better idea, please share. We always appreciate the input. But for me, that has always worked for our squash. And the other thing, and sometimes, too, if you and you can plant a succession crop. So if you want to, and it gets overwhelmed, pull up the old ones if they're just pooped out. You can go ahead and plant another crop. And usually later in the season, we don't seem to have as much trouble as we do early in the season for some unknown reason. But I would try the radish seed first, and we've had really good luck with that.
Okay. Have I got time for one more question?
Yes, sir.
How come the last couple of years these Japanese beetles have been so invasive, which seemed like I'd never seen them before then?
Well, it's just with everything, they're seasonal, and some seasons are better. I think one reason we have had it is because once they get here, they tend to hang around, and each generation is larger, number one. Number two, we had a mild winter. And also they move, and they found a good spot, and they're going to stick around.
I will say this,
they come in and usually, you know, July, June, and then they're gone, number one. Number two, I have heard some people say that if you use those traps, you know.
Yes, that's what I've got.
Well, they say that if you use the traps, then you are bringing in more, you're attracting them.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying?
Yes. But
and
they just devastated my crepe myrtles and my rose bushes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so. Oh, that's dreadful.
That's the first time I've had them on my crepe myrtles or the rose bushes.
Well, crepe myrtles unusual. I would do some research on the traps. For the research I've done has said often they bring in more than they trap and let go, because it's a phenome or whatever you call it
it's
a scent that attracts them. Yeah.
Right.
So you're just calling them in.
Okay, well, I wish I'd known that before 30 minutes ago when I just bought another trap. But
Well, put it in your neighbor's yard.
There you go. Well,
I didn't say that. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for the info. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to line five. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hi there.
Hi.
I have a centipede, millipede, something or another problem around the base of the house.
Mm-hmm.
A zillion of them. What kills them?
Well, usually if I stomp on them or a rock. Do you have a ton of them?
Yeah, really ton.
I would call hoppers. Well, I mean, I'm being serious about that. If you have a centipede infestation, you really need to go to
something serious.
Yeah, yeah, and if you do that, I would recommend you also, if you have precious plants and things that they're getting into, tell them so that they can do it accordingly. But it sounds to me like you need someone to come in and really eradicate.
Okay.
Because they can really bite the tar out of you. They sting bad.
You know, I heard that.
I know from personal experience. Pardon?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your info.
You're welcome. Okay. Good luck. And thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
It is 29 after the hour of 10 o'clock. We've got 80 degrees. Back in a minute.
This Saturday, the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts presents Gordy and Debbie in Country Legends. Branson's Gordy and Debbie are a husband and wife team performing an upbeat variety of country, gospel, patriotic songs, and a little comedy, too. They've performed with some of the biggest names in country music. Their show features a backdrop of spectacular vintage video footage, bringing the artists and songs to life. Tickets for Country Legends are just $17.50 this Saturday at Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts, 1015 Central Boulevard.